Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. It's the live Saturday edition, and joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. For those of you just tuning in, we have been talking about a very unusual subject, and that is this kind of new idea, or maybe it's not so new. They've probably been thinking about this for years, but it's certainly new to a lot of people because it's happening now, where they're creating chimeras, they're creating hybrids, they're creating what they call chybrids as well, or excuse me, cybrids. Just a recap for you here, the story out of the Daily Mail in the UK is that this research has been going on secretively for 3 years over in the UK. It's been going on elsewhere around the world as well, and we're talking about where human sperm is fertilized by an animal egg. That's called a hybrid.
Sperms don't get fertilized.
The animal egg is fertilized by the human sperm, a cybrid.
Apparently I'm going to have a talk with you. Whole birds and the bees thing works.
What's that now? What do you mean?
Apparently I'm going to have a little talk
with
you.
Did I not correct myself there? I said the animal egg was fertilized by a human sperm.
It's
cybrids,
joke,
in which
dork.
A human nucleus is... Well, I think some people don't think this topic is a joke. In which a human nucleus is implanted into an animal cell, and chimeras in which human cells are mixed with animal embryos. And predictably, some people are pretty upset about this. They're saying it is completely immoral and unethical. And others are saying, the scientists who are doing it are saying it's totally moral. This is, in fact, a moral imperative of theirs. It's their job to determine if this experimentation could benefit mankind in some way, shape, or form. And really, I mean, one of the ultimate questions here, besides, you know, whether you think this is immoral or not, is if animal experimentation can benefit mankind, then is it worth it? Is it worth it to, you know, torture a little puppy, for instance, if that means that you can cure cancer?
What qualifies as torture?
Well, it depends on who you ask, right? I mean, some people would say that it's torturous and wrong for you to do anything that's different from the norm to these animals because you don't know how they're feeling. They can't express themselves. They can't tell you that it hurts to have
chickens probably don't want to have their throats slit and get eaten.
Yeah.
That much is true.
The dog can't, or the monkey can't tell you that it hurts to have human genetic material injected into its brain, but maybe a very, very painful process. So if it's possible that these research that some people find so detestable, if it's possible that this could do something amazing like cure cancer, is it worth whatever harm that it causes to the animals? 800-259-9231. Then of course there's the moral question as to whether or not it's right or wrong at all to be even tinkering with nature in this way.
That was where I was expecting to hear more people call in. I was expecting to hear folks say this is you can't do this. This is against God's plan. I felt the one lady who called in and said that she felt that any kind of any kind of anything to animals is immoral. I felt like she took a moral stance. I felt like she was trying to apply morality in an even fashion.
Well, the scientist's answer would be that it is immoral to sit by and do nothing while people suffer from diseases that could be prevented by this experimentation.
Those diseases are not incumbent upon the animals to cure. You understand?
Yeah.
So,
no one's obligated to cure those diseases. But is it immoral to sit by and watch humans in pain when you know that there's a chance that doing some experimentation between human and animal genetic material could possibly solve that problem? Is that immoral?
Are you asking me?
Nothing? I'm just asking you.
I don't know.
You can answer if you'd like.
I eat cheeseburgers. What do you want from me, man?
1-800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want here. Let's talk to, let's go to Mary Ann, listening in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live. Mary Ann.
You're afraid of me, huh?
I'm afraid of you?
Well, apparently you are.
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm going to ask you something. Do you know who Joseph Mengele was?
He was a Nazi.
Yes, he was a Nazi who did the same stuff that they're doing in Britain right now. That's how he started. And when he stopped doing that, he did it on human beings. And I mean, it's appalling to me that it would happen anywhere. But to happen in Britain?
Why would you open your call by suggesting I'm afraid of you?
You don't have to be afraid of me. I have no intention of experimenting on human beings. You need to understand, there are people in this world who will do anything for money. Anything for money. I've been in the medical profession for a long time, and there's no end to money in it. and there's no end to people who will do things for money.
What's wrong with
it's
making
wrong.
A profit
it's
off of helping people?
Wrong. We are not animals. We are human beings. You do not take human beings and try to plant yourselves into animals. We are not animals.
Well, what about the wasn't there a case about 20 years ago where some doctors put a pig's heart into some dude and now they're using actual pig pieces for people in their hearts? Is that unacceptable?
Well, I know that the man they put the pig's heart in died, I think, in about 4 days.
But I think there's still
supposed to put a pig's heart in even a pig.
I don't believe that's true. I believe a man.
You can look it up. I don't care.
Okay.
But I'm just telling you right now, you do not put parts of human beings in animals. We are not animals.
Okay.
And nobody loves animals more than I, but you don't do that.
Is the reverse okay to put parts
and
of animals in
no,
human beings?
No, it's not okay. It's not okay.
Well, what about
we're
like
not animals.
What about plastic and metal parts?
What do plastic and metal parts have to do with anything? They come
I'm trying
animals.
To figure out what's moral
I mean,
and immoral
I
here.
I mean, plastic and metal parts. I didn't know that. That's got nothing to do with anything.
No, I didn't think
and
that.
I, and as I say, I know you're a lot younger than I, but if you don't know anything about Joseph Mengele, you know who he is.
Yeah.
You know anything about him?
We've already talked about him.
You might want to look him
so
up.
You're suggesting
you
that, hold on, let me just see if I'm clear on this. You're suggesting, Marianne, that the scientists who are doing these experiments to cure diseases are akin to Joseph Mengele.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
And they're not curing any diseases.
So
well,
why is
the chance?
I guess my question.
The cancer's been going on for what, 200 years? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Marianne.
For them to think that they can take a dog or a cat and cure you, I don't think so.
We don't know whether that's the case or not, Marianne. I mean, you know, none of us here know the answer to whether or not mixing humans and cats will cure anything. I don't know the answer. Maybe there will be a result. Lots of weird things have happened. Wait a second, Marianne.
Exactly,
I've got a question for you. And that question is, if mixing,
you do not remember history, you are doomed to repeat it.
No doubt. I agree with that statement.
If mixing humans
all over again, and all countries.
Marianne, calm down for a second. You are out of your mind crazy on this topic. I've got some questions.
No, I'm telling you the truth.
Okay, I understand you believe it's the truth. Can I ask you a question? A series of questions.
Yes.
Okay, mixing humans and animals bad, right?
Absolutely.
Mixing humans and plants?
As per mad cow disease.
Mixing humans and plants
you,
bad?
I given to you that Britain gave you that.
Mixing humans and plants are bad? Is that so?
Pardon me?
Is mixing humans and plant material bad?
You know, I don't know. It would depend on what the plant material
so
was.
It's mixing mixing
no,
humans
I,
and...
Not. I mean, we eat plants.
But we eat animals.
So it's not we... Yes, we do. We eat animals. And
is,
if we
is that
animals,
bad, too? Is it bad to eat animals?
Injured, we get mad cow disease.
So, is it bad to eat animals as well?
I don't have any problem. I eat meat. I love meat.
And so I'm trying to find out what's immoral here. Like, you know, they're taking things from the world and sticking them in people. Some of them apparently are bad and immoral, and some of them apparently are not bad and not immoral. Only Joseph Mengele would take animals and stick them in people, but apparently Marianne thinks it's okay to stick corn in people. I'm just trying to figure it out, Marianne.
Well, corn is a natural substance.
So are
corn
animals, Marianne.
An animal.
You can't find anything that's not natural.
Corn
it's
not
probably not a good
animal.
Idea, however, to drink, you know, radiator fluid, but
did you have one more question for
you? Maybe you do. I don't know. I don't drink radiator fluid.
Metal and plastic, is that moral to stick into humans?
I don't eat that either. Do you?
That's not my question.
Yeah, I don't eat metal.
Is it immoral to put anything inside?
No.
Is it immoral to mix humans with anything, whether it be an animal, plant, metal?
Yes.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
No more crutches. Right? I mean, that's plant material.
Well, there is a religious that belief set that says it's wrong to even use glasses.
I think that
God
there is.
God meant for you to be blind.
There is.
God meant for you not to be able to, you know, to be, God meant for you to be nearsighted and farsighted. How dare you, the hubris that you have, to believe that you should be able to correct these things.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
This idea that humans aren't animals is completely fallacious. 800-259-9231.
They share a lot of genetic material with animals.
You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. It's toll free number 800-259-9231. Though the primary topic at hand is the question of morality of experimentation regarding animals and humans. There's some interesting stuff going on out there, and some would say pretty scary stuff. We'll get back into your thoughts. 800-259-9231, but first,
get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. It's LibertyStickers.com. I've got one of these, one of their stickers on the back of my car. I think it's awesome. You would be really surprised how many witty sayings they have over there. I sometimes like to just page through them at LibertyStickers.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here, but first I want to let you know you can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get a bunch of listening options for Free Talk Live, including online streams, which are available 24/7. Our 109 great radio stations around the country that air the program, our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, as well as our free-to-air satellite channel, plus the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. And by the way, our 109th radio station is Regional Radio KQ 102.3. So welcome aboard to KQ, Regional Radio there in I think that was Texas. You know, I should have written that down. It's getting hard, Mark, to remember all of these great radio
Fort
stations.
Arkansas?
Yeah, Fort Ice, Arkansas. Thank you for that. You normally aren't on top of that, Mark. Good job.
I just pulled it out of the thin air.
Fordyce, Arkansas. All right. So welcome aboard, everybody, in Fordyce. Let's continue here with your calls and your thoughts. Let's go to Tim, listening in Florida. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi. How you doing?
Hey. Great, Tim.
So I don't agree with what they're doing, but not necessarily from moral grounds, more from the perspective of, just because something may have a benefit doesn't mean we necessarily should do it. There's a lot of technologies and scientific principles that we've created over the years that have benefits, but didn't pan out too well. I mean, I'm not a geneticist, but I do know that these are pretty complex matters, and we may not know the impact of whatever modifications for generations. Let's say, for example, they found a way to genetically modify an ape in such a manner as to produce a disease-free superhuman. After injecting the ape's genetic material into human sperm or eggs, let's say they're immune to cancer, free of immunodeficiency diseases, the whole bit. There's a lot of unknowns. And, you know, some people would say it's great, but what if something went horribly wrong? What if these superhumans that were created ended up having a high incidence of mental disease? Sure. Their children or grandchildren were born with horrible birth defects.
It's certainly possible, but aren't you basically arguing from a point of fear? Like, oh, well, we should stop all this progress because something might go wrong.
Well, it's as much as they vet the technology and the science, there's still no way of knowing what could happen.
Indeed.
For generations to come. Now let's look at it from another side of the coin. Let's just say nothing bad happened. And let's say that they advanced the technology into a treatment that could be given for humans. Hey, you take this, you're free from cancer. Now, with things such as universal health care and different health care mandates, what if I'm being told I have to take that? I mean, to put it frankly, what if I don't want monkey spunk?
Well, I would agree with you. I think that's the same argument that, we shouldn't have handguns because what if somebody demands that I get shot? It's a tool, and you shouldn't be required to do anything that you don't want to do. You should be able to decide for your family what kind of medical treatments you get. But that's an issue of morality. There's always going to be somebody out there, and most of the time they work in the government, that is going to want to make you do something that you don't want to do. That's a problem with government. That's not a problem with new technology.
So what I would agree on that. Go ahead.
I absolutely agree with that. And as a matter of fact, that's actually part of the reason why I don't agree with this. Is if you're impacting the genetic code of a human, they may look perfectly normal to everyone else. And again, it may not be for generations and generations that we start to see issues. What if my daughter marries a guy who's 0.009% ape, and their kids ended up having big time birth defects? You know, there's just a lot of unknowns, and there's no way for the scientists, for as hard as they work and as much as they try to vet the science out, to know the entire impact.
Agreed, but I mean, this is the same thing. The same sort of fear-based mentality could be applied to all kinds of medicine, and really most types of innovation in general. What if we go to space? Somebody picks up a space virus, brings it back here, and wipes out the planet.
Right.
I mean, what if what if they create new drugs, and this new drug it takes 60 years for it to suddenly wipe out the whole planet? I mean, everybody.
So we should just do nothing, Mark.
You start out with what if, you insert whatever, and then you talk about wipe out the whole planet, and then you've got the fear-based mentality on everything.
Right. If people were to follow that, then there would be no advancement.
What if we had a fear-based mentality, and it stopped all innovation?
Well, I mean, inventing the light bulb, it wasn't something that could have had a potentially negative global impact.
It could have thrown off people's circadian rhythm. You know how insane people get when they lack sleep. You throw off the circadian rhythm, an entire generation upon generation of people who are actually insane. The incidences of death in war have, as I understand it, increased in the 20th century, right along with electric light, baby. So you can make the argument that electric light has a causal effect for death and destruction.
Some people would say that it is bad to have the 60 hertz pulse of the power lines that are running through your home that feed those light bulbs, yeah. That the electricity that's surrounding us at all times is cutting
people
us off,
worried
from,
that it's
cutting us off from Mother Earth, and that this is bad and that it's resulting in us being sicker down the line, that we're sicker now because of light bulbs and electricity and things like that. I mean, there's no end to this fear-mongering, and that's really what it is. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, but I don't blame people for being scared.
Oh, you should always look at the implications of things. But the question I have is, yes, scientists are going to want to do this. I mean, ever since the Frankenstein novel came out, Mary Shelley or whatever her name is, this is absolutely the kind of thing that people are going to want to do. If they don't do it in Great Britain, if they don't do it in the United States, where are they going to do it, and what are you going to do about it?
1-800-259-9231. Fear leads to doing nothing. Fear leads to inaction,
yep.
Or possibly leads to lashing out and hurting and possibly destroying things. But fear doesn't lead to anything constructive, as far as I'm concerned. It's one thing to be cautious. It's one thing to be concerned. It's one thing to take precautions and to think about possibilities and to, look into the future as to what could happen and be realistic about
it. Yeah, use history as a guide.
It doesn't make sense to just go barreling ahead with, no concern for consequence. But on the other hand, fear is crippling.
Well, this is kind of the conversation. For me, this conversation isn't about whether we should or shouldn't do it, because that's not an option that any of us who are listening to my voice really have. And it's like having the conversation, well, how do we get rid of nuclear weapons? You can't get rid of nuclear weapons. They're not going anywhere.
Well, the thing I definitely agree with Tim on is that he shouldn't be forced to take anything, any kind of treatment.
Absolutely.
No one should be forcing any of this on you. Indeed, when the singularity comes, we have the opportunity to meld ourselves with it, turn into cyborgs, essentially, many people will choose not to. And some of us will choose to do so because it's exciting and it's new and something fresh. More coming up. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want and dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. Press SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. We've got a studio cam. You can watch, you can listen, and interact with the show. We've got the chat room built into the studio cam page. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. Other Free Talk Live listeners are in there. Sometimes the hosts are in, sometimes not. You never know about that. But go to cam.freetalklive.com.
Are you on any medication? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get your prescription medications at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member there on the left-hand side of the page, or they've got an 800 number on that web page that you can call. And, their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step of the way. They'll save you big time. They do third-party certifications to make sure that there's no counterfeit drugs. It's meds.freetalklive.com, whether you're on Viagra, Cialis, Boniva, Abilify, Lipitor, Nexium, Zetia. It's meds.freetalklive.com.
Let's continue here. We're talking about genetic engineering, humans mixing with our human embryos and such, genetic material mixing with animal genetic material, and some people are pretty upset about this, wondering how you feel about the idea of this tinkering. Is it something that you consider to be immoral, and if so, why? Is it immoral to the idea of just simply messing with God's creation, or what's your reasoning? 800-259-9231. Or, are we put here to make choices? We put here to choose what makes things better, and that this is a possibility to make things better, that this is something where disease could be cured, where mankind could be elevated above its current level based on this experimentation. Is there something wrong with that idea? Let's continue with your thoughts. Brian is in Indiana. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Brian.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm kind of torn on the subject about the animal hybrids and such.
All right.
And mainly from a different stance. A couple years ago, I would have said that was kind of a status, and I kind of stumbled across your guys' show, and I've been pretty much listening to it nonstop ever since, with the exception of a couple Sundays. And one of the things that you guys talk about a lot is mission creep. and also about using tax dollars to pay for programs. No matter how good they might be, you're still, you know, there's still an immorality in that aspect as you're using, you know, stolen money basically to fund this. And that's basically where I come from on this. I wouldn't have a problem if it's privately funded, privately run, you know, and they're trying to do whatever, really, honestly. It doesn't matter to me.
No, I agree with you there. I totally agree.
Most science is done at this point in the Western world through funding from governments, and I agree that there's a lot of problems with that that are inherent with that, and science needs to get back to its roots of being funded by the marketplace. That way, you know, people will be, things will be invented that people want as opposed to things that are being invented that the government wants, which is an entirely different kind of situation.
Right. It'd be a true representation of what the market is desiring if that funding was actually coming from, you know, free choice as opposed to people being having their money stolen from them by taxation and then having bureaucrats decide where to spend it. I agree with you.
Right. And part of it is, you know, the quote, you know, road to hell is paved with good intentions. After doing this funding, I just foresee them using it for a military aspect in some way, shape, or form.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
I mean, you had Stalin trying to make the, you know, the monkey soldiers and things of that nature. You know, it's a little far-fetched to an extent.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, not necessarily. This is what governments think about, right? I mean, they're a violent agency. They're a monopoly on violence. And so inevitably, they go to think about the ideas of how to harm people. I don't think that the scientists are necessarily coming from that perspective, but you never know. And aside from we know that roboticists are working on tools for governments. I mean, if you look at the iRobot company, for instance, they make a little neat little vacuum cleaner robot, but they also make killing machines for the military.
Right. Right, and that's kind of, you know, what kind of makes me a little scared, because I can, you know, see in the future Navy and Marines with gills on the sides of their neck so they can do things, and people with wings, so for the, you know, I know it's a little far-fetched, but
I don't think it's far-fetched. I think it's, we're closer to seeing robots that do that than we are to seeing, you know.
Oh, I agree.
The mermen of the 522nd, you know, creeping up on the shores of wherever.
All that said, a legitimate concern, and I thank you for the call, Brian, at 800-259-9231. Let's go to Deborah, listening in Tampa to WFLA. Deborah, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Moore. Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you are talking about so many aspects. It's like a multifaceted discussion. This is lovely.
Thank you.
One thing I wanted to address with you is the morality, okay? Mm-hmm. And what I find amazing is how today in our world, and we live with phenomenal pharmaceuticals that have been brought to us through science and development, and these are synthetics. And we live today with these prosthetics that are enabling us to walk better and to have limbs that have been taken away, however they were. This is science. This is development, okay? And on top of that, you have to realize there is a division, and if most people don't realize it, I feel the supreme one, you can call him God, you can call him Allah, whatever you want to. But this maker who has enabled us to be more supreme in its mammal-like form over things in our world, to be able to develop technology and other developments to better our world and others too, meaning animals, and our treatment to them to enable them to live better, live longer, and everything, and to develop ways in which our world can better feed itself, as you mentioned, like with ConAgra.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The fact is that most people are unable to separate their faith in ourselves, in being able to better our world, from religions that enable them to cluster what they think might be best for mankind in this long run.
I'm a little lost at what you're saying, Mark. Did you follow that, Mark?
I'm not exactly sure where she's going now.
Oh, I am. If Galileo, and he was, of course, sequestered in prison, not to develop his theories, if those theories had died with him and been put to bury, oh, my God, where would we be today?
I suspect somebody else would have come along and done it, but I get your point.
Yes, and so I'm saying today, why should we put to bed those that are the other future Galileos and others who are wanting to stretch the development of our technologies and our potentials to find where our world could go and be better for itself.
I agree with you. There's no reason to not do these things except for fear, like the earlier caller
the
was expressing.
Fear only comes from those that cause it and preach it. Fear only comes from those who don't trust mankind is on the right path. Look where we were 100 years ago and what we have today. When the computer was developed, people were fearful. They thought, oh, my God, this thing's going to control my world. They would have put it to bed. They would have buried the thing.
Mm-hmm. And then where would we be now? I think you make a great point, and I thank you, Deborah, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Right, there's the fear of the unknown, but it can go either direction. I mean, not only am I should one look at the implications of what would happen if something goes badly, but you should look at the implications of what would happen if something goes well. And what's it going to mean? And it also depends on where your values lie. Many people don't really care about the condition of sort of the human species because, well, the world's going to end shortly and we're all going to heaven, or at least the ones that
wasn't it supposed to end a few months ago?
Well, I believe it's October. It was the actual.
Oh, they changed the date now,
yeah,
right?
He didn't, the good folks were going to shoot up in the air, and apparently that preacher wasn't one of them.
Yeah.
But it was only Randy Macho Man Savage that was taken up that day, as I understand it.
Oh.
But
he is perfect.
So he said.
1-800-2... I don't know if he said that. Did he say that?
I don't know.
No, there was another wrestler named Mr. Perfect, I think. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever you want. I mean, if we'd just been stuck in fear, we would never have had World Wrestling Entertainment. And what would the world be like then?
Be terrible.
You can take control. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Professor Burke here from the University of Farmers. One of the most popular clubs here is the Farmers Shop Quartet. They're an a cappella group famous for their insurance ballads. Anyway, each singer is good, but when their voices work together, wow. It's kind of like combining your auto, home, and life policies. Combine them and you save money while also getting great coverage. I wonder if the quartet would write a song about that.
Get in touch with a highly trained farmers agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household and Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Andro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Andro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Andro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with wild birch bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Ensor for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Visit our website, link to our new internet radio, broadcasting 24/7 all of Michael's teachings, and going live for seminars and deliverance services. Check our schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there on the house. If you like the show and you appreciate the fact that we give it to you free online and you like Free Talk Live, you want to help us out a little bit, then you can shop with us. Head on over to shop.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find links to Amazon. You know them. They're the world's largest internet retailer with thousands upon thousands of, you know, countless amounts of products, dozens of categories, free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items, and even used items if you need to save a few extra bucks. You can do that by going to shop.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll see our affiliate links. Just click into the right one for your country. Again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase when you enter through those links.
So, you know, the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. All you have to do is go to the grocery store. You know, looking at history, that at some point a new currency will take its place. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor of that currency? Bitcoins. Bitcoins are a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems to it's trending upward. You can find out more by going to weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. You know, they're at about $14 a piece now. They could be significantly higher in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are trending upward. We use coins.org.
All right, so we continue with you and your thoughts. We are talking about genetic manipulation, the combining, we're not just necessarily talking about vegetables, although that has come up, and fruit, but specifically humans and animals taking their genetic material, combining them together, experimenting, tinkering with nature. Some people will find this very offensive. Others will find it exciting about the possibilities of what could come out of this. I mean, maybe they'll all just be for nothing. Or maybe they'll cure cancer. Or maybe they'll extend people's lives.
That's kind of how experimentation works, right?
Yeah, who knows where this is going to go. And part of that has... some people look at that and they get scared. They look at the statement of who knows where this is going to go, and they say, oh my God, it could be a massive world extinction. It could be the apes taking over.
What about Skynet?
Right. So I say, go for it. Anything that can be done to improve this place, to improve our lives, to improve humanity and how we get along and how long we live and how happy we are and healthy we are, I say go for it. And I understand that that may mean that there is something on, you know, on the negative side. There could be some negatives that come out of this. It is true that you never really know what's going to pan out. But if we had just stood still in the past for fear, and this is one of the points a caller made earlier, Deborah, I think, if we had just stood still as humans and not moved ahead because of we're afraid of what might happen, then where would we be today?
I think that's a great argument against fear, but it's not an argument. But fear isn't an argument against this.
There's an argument against everything.
Yeah, indeed, but it's not going to work. It's not going to matter. Scientists are going to experiment in this fashion.
That's true.
Whether people want it or not, whether people howl to the high moons, they're going to find some place that will let them do their experimentation. The question is, what direction do you want those experiments to take? Do you want the experimentation to begin as sort of in the free world where people are comfortable with these ideas? People are trying to do better things and make people's lives better, or do you want them to be in some nasty, dictatorship where they want to take over the world? Which one of them do you want?
Let's find out what Juliet has to say in New York. Juliet, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Okay. Am I on?
You are. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. I have to tell you that these hybrids are all, they're all around us. I went to school with a girl who was so deformed, her parents were normal looking.
Are you talking right into your phone? It sounds like you've got, like, something over the phone.
No. I was talking right in. Okay, I went to school with a girl. She looked like a parrot. Her head was so strangely deformed, and her eyes were kind of on the side of her head.
Uh-huh.
And her palate stuck way out, and so her nose was squished down on it. I have three examples. And then
what are you suggesting about that? I mean,
I'm saying it might be like that guy said, that it's a throwback because her parents were normal looking. Now, this guy, my neighbor, he looked just like an ape. And he had the hairiest arms, and he went out with his shirt out before, and he was hairy, like hairy. It was scary, and he walked. His arms were long, and he walked. And he,
are you
funny.
For real?
Yes, I am.
What are you suggesting? I mean, I don't get
I'm
it.
I'm saying that there are throwbacks, and here's my last one. Did you ever see the picture?
The picture of
Andrew Weiner. He was bred with a dog.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Not bad.
I thought she did pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All together.
Yeah. I'm 3.5 stars, man.
Yeah. Well, it's not. You don't get the female crankers very often.
No.
And they tend to be better. The female crankers tend to be better than the male.
You're not
crankers.
Quite expecting it as often.
Right.
We get as many crazy people on the show as we get crankers, so it's difficult.
No, we don't get crankers very often. We get crankers more often.
Okay, well, I suppose everybody's crazy, so.
It depends on your perspective, I suppose, yeah. But, we like a good crank call here on Free Talk Live, and it's so rare that you get a good one. And you're right, Mark, it's pretty easy to identify the crankers, because usually they sound like about, 17 or not, 15.
Hey, you guys, boobs suck.
1-800-2-
Hey, are my friends listening? This is cool.
1-800-259-9231. As we continue here, let's go to Robert. Listening in Arkansas to XN's Extreme Talk. Hello, Robert.
Hello, how you guys doing?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, about the genetic, I mean, there are millions upon millions of diabetics who have benefited from human-to-animal gene splicing for the last couple of decades. That's where majority of your insulin comes from.
Is that so? Okay.
The insulin that diabetics like myself and others take is produced from pigs. I mean, there's not enough humans out there that are nice enough to donate blood to be able to get the insulin out of for all the diabetics in the world to get their insulin from. So they had to find another place to get it. And that's where they got it from.
Well, the woman that called earlier would have said that was immoral to combine human and animal genetics.
But human insulin has been produced in pigs for decades.
Very interesting.
I mean, without it, the quality of life for diabetics would be down, let alone survival rate.
Yeah,
yeah.
Would not be where it's at.
So, right, that's what you have to ask of those people who, and I'm glad you brought that up because I didn't know.
I only have one thing to say to you. Mengele. Mengele.
Oh, God. Thanks for sharing that. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that's it. I'm all for it.
Thank you. I appreciate hearing from you. Great point. I that was something I did not know. You learned something new.
Nazis.
Yes, I do.
Killing Jews.
Just end the conversation right there. All you have to do is reference the Nazis.
Yeah.
But that's a great point, and I wish I had known that to bring it up to her when she was on the line earlier. This is Zealot who suggested
bring up
that she's still listening. She's likely still listening, or people that think like her are still listening. Would you subject diabetics to early death? Because you don't agree with using pigs to create insulin?
Nature has humans and animals mixed. There are bacteria in our gut that help us to digest food.
Are you going
to
say a bacteria is an animal?
Well, yeah.
I don't think bacteria qualifies.
If you use the sort of old scientific, instead of splitting into five kingdoms, you split into two, which is planta and animalia or whatever it is, then yes. If you decide that you want to split it into like funguses and plants and animals and then I suppose. But okay, humans have been. I don't know. If you're not going to define bacteria as animals,
we have coexisted with other beings, shall we say? I don't know if being is even an accurate term to describe bacteria. Entities that are separate from ourselves,
mobile life forms.
Entities
I don't know.
That are separate from ourselves, but also incumbent upon us that they need us like we need them. That kind of thing. It's a what is it that there's those like you've got the elephants or whatever, or the rhinos, a little bird that sits on its back and picks off the fleas. I don't know. There's a
symbiosis.
Word. Symbiosis. There you go.
I wasn't really.
You paid attention
to you.
In science class.
I was really just kind of looking at you and wasn't paying much attention. I see you talk so often. It's so, it makes so little import in my life.
1-800-259-9231. Symbiotic relationship. That's what I was looking for. As we continue here with you and your thoughts. And we'll go to, I believe we've got Aaron listening in Missouri, also to XM's Extreme Talk. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, gentlemen, it's a pleasure to speak to you. It's an interesting conversation, as always.
Go ahead, sir.
I just want to point out to the gentleman earlier that was worried about his daughter marrying somebody that was 0.00009% ape or whatever it was he said. I'd like to point out that chimpanzees and humans share 97% of our genes. They're exactly
That's right.
The same.
Dogs and cats aren't very far behind either. If you want, you can stick around and expound upon your thoughts. So 800.
No, I'll go ahead. Let you guys go.
All right, thanks, dude. 800-259-9231.
I thought it was 99%. I'm seeing 96%, 98%. 97 sounds like a good.
They're darn close. Yeah. You tweak a few things here and there, and you've got yourself a human out of an ape. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Hour 3 is next. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts coming up. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holster. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.